Hello?
Hey, this is
Hello?
Eddie from Opinion Research. Is this Janelle Sanchez?
Yes?
I'm calling you from Opinion Research, which is a national public opinion firm, and we're talking to people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where we can talk safely?
Yes, I am. No, I'm not driving. I'm at home.
In which state do you currently live?
California.
Do you live in the city of Stockton or outside of the city of Stockton?
I live in Stockton.
Okay. Is your zip code the 95209?
Yep.
Okay. Are you or is
How do
anyone
you?
in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
Nope.
Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
Okay. What year were you born?
77.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
Okay. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin background?
Yeah.
For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, or Asian American?
Hispanic.
And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I went to college.
Okay. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None that are 18 and younger.
Okay. And I'm going to read to you now a very short list of various public officials and organizations. And please tell me as I read each one if you have a, if I mean, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, that's fine. Just tell me and we will go on to the next one, okay? So, teachers union, favorable or unfavorable?
Teachers union? I don't know anything about it.
No problem. What about Mayor Kevin Lincoln? Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, and what about the interim superintendent Tracy E. Miller?
Don't know her either.
Okay, not a problem. Now I'm going to read to you a list of various educational institutions, and please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go on to the next one, okay? So, the magnet schools in Stockton, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Will you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
What about the traditional public schools in Stockton, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
What about private and parochial schools in Stockton?
I don't know too much about them.
No problem. And what about the public charter schools in Stockton?
Favorable?
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat?
Okay, perfect. What are some reasons, I mean, what are some of the reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion on public charter schools in Stockton?
Well, I've heard of them to be good, but I recently knew of a teacher that was doing some bad things to students at one of the charter public schools, and that's the only reason I would say no, but not favorable. But other than that, I've heard good things about him.
Okay. Give me just a second to record it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, will you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
Well, what I've heard with everything, like what they're teaching the kids in school these days, no, I don't think they're on the right track at all.
Okay. How important do you think that it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important?
For a parent to pick a child's school, I think it's very important.
Okay. Do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. For what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
Yeah, I'm for it.
Will you say somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or if it does not describe them at all. Okay? So,
The
first says, serve mostly low-income students. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I don't know what they serve. I'm not sure.
No problem. The next one says, are open to all. Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Okay. Are tuition free? So very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Is tuition free? I don't know.
Okay. Serve mostly students of color. Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I don't know what they serve.
Okay. Are public schools very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Public schools, not well at all.
Okay. Health improved the entire public school system. Very well, somewhat, not at all, or not too well?
I didn't understand the, what you asked.
Okay. If charter schools help to improve the entire public school system, do you think that describes them very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Yeah, very well.
Okay. And the last one says, are nonprofits. Does that describe them very well, somewhat, not too well, or not at all?
I believe that they are supposed to be. Yes,
so
very well.
Somewhat or very, okay. All right. Now, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or it has not changed one way or the other?
I'm less favorable towards public schools.
And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public school has become less favorable over the past year?
Because of the wanting to teach the little kids what they identify with, the gender, the whole identifying with whatever. I don't like that at all.
Okay.
I hate that they teach that to the little kids.
Okay, awesome. All right, now, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
No, that would probably have an effect. Yeah, I probably would be more likely to vote.
And thinking some more about local elections, we're almost done, by the way. Many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, sometimes.
Never. I mean, no, I'm going to say rarely, because I have voted once, I think, maybe, but rarely.
Okay. Now, which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them. Are managed independently from local schools districts. Are free and open to all children. Are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention. Encourage more parent input and involvement. Support different learning styles. Enroll children of all skills, levels, and backgrounds. Or none of these.
All of those, yes.
Awesome. All right. Now, moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Poor, not so good, good, or excellent?
For ones that don't have a college degree or don't have a high education?
Uh-huh. Someone who does not have a college degree.
The pay is probably poor.
Okay. All right. Now, please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. So do you support or oppose this proposal?
I support that.
Will you say somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, which of the following is the best, is the reason that you most support this proposal? The technical certification to qualify for a job, receiving college credits while in high school, reducing the money spent on college education, paid internships, or the greater career options?
All of the above.
Awesome. Now, from which one or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? National network TV news or cable TV? Local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com? Local TV news? Regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle? Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio? Local newspapers such as the Stockton Record? Social media? Local radio stations such as the National Public Radio, or none of these?
209 times and probably social media.
Okay, awesome. Now I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Disability.
Okay. In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I think I'm as a Democrat.
Will you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not? Not so strong Democrat.
I'm not very into the political parties. Any period. I'm not really into that. I don't know.
Okay. Now, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.